There were literally times when I thought, I can't do this. I had times when I was going to give up, when I thought living nomadically, living nomadically. Living as a nomad was too difficult. And even though I'm laughing now, I wasn't laughing then. I'm Tanya, and I am an ESL English teacher and a nomad, meaning that I live in my vehicle and I don't stay in any one place for more than about 2 weeks, sometimes even less. I'm currently here at my home base in the mountains of Southern California, which is what's making it possible for me to just feel centered enough to tell you this story so that you can learn more English vocabulary in a story, which is the best way to learn and remember vocabulary. As usual, I have put together a practice guide for you so that you can get even more out of the vocabulary I'm using today. So, all of the vocabulary that you see appearing on your screen here is going to be on the practice guide, along with definitions and examples and a suggestion on what you can do to practice so that you can remember. All you have to do is click on the link below for my free More English Club, put your name and your email address, and then you will start getting emails from me every time I make a story video like this one. And one of the best parts is that there are lots of practice guides that I've already made, and you get all of those as well. While I have been on the road, it has been wonderful. It has definitely been wonderful, but it has also been one of the most difficult things I've done, and certainly the most difficult thing I've done in the last 5 to 15 or 20 years. And I've done some difficult things. There is one thing that I know will make anything more difficult: learning English, becoming a nomad, being in a relationship, having a job, no matter what it is, there is something that I know will make anything more difficult. And even though I knew that, I still got to learn about it on a deeper level. And what I mean is, I knew it and I still did it. And what is that one thing? Expectations. Before I tell you what I mean by this, I want to let you know that I am going to share some of the beautiful things that I've seen with you. I am going to share what it's like living in the school bus. I am going to share the inside of the school bus. But every time I would sit down to make this video, this difficult piece kept coming up. So let me share with you a little bit about what I mean by how expectations caused this problem for me. It wasn't the only thing, but it was a big part of it. And also how this can help you with your English language journey. So before I lived in the school bus, I lived in my car for a couple of months, and that was difficult. But the thing is, I thought that when I moved into the bus, it would be easier. And in some ways, it was. I thought that I would be traveling to beautiful places, and I did. I thought that I would have all of this extra room where I could stand up and cook inside the bus, and I did. But what I didn't think about was the things that were going to be more difficult. Partly because I didn't know, and in anything we do in life, there are things we don't know. But also partly because I just made assumptions I just thought that I knew what it was going to be like, so I expected it to be like that. And that's not how it went. I thought I knew some things that I didn't know, and I couldn't have learned about them without having the experience. So it's a little bit like if you've never been a parent, you can't know what it's like to be a parent. Yes, you can take care of someone else's child, and that might be helpful, but you're not going to know really what it's like until you have your own child. And this was a lot like that. Different, of course, but a lot like that. I thought the things that were going to make it easier to live in the bus were going to be greater than the things that made it more difficult. And even though I had heard from other nomads, other people living in cars and buses and RVs and things like that, that being in a small vehicle like my car has advantages, like the fact that it's easier to drive places, it doesn't stand out as much, meaning it isn't something that people notice right away. And that ended up being a much bigger deal than I thought it would be. Part of this is the political climate in the United States right now. Political things are happening, laws are changing very quickly. It's hard to keep up with everything. And that ended up being one of the most difficult parts of the entire experience. So I want to share with you where I'm going to go from here. But first, I want to just say that there were also a lot of great things. I mentioned this earlier. I did get to visit 11 states in 3.5 months. Really, I spent time in 8 or 9 of those states, and I have a lot of things that I want to share with you today in this video and also over time. But I don't want it to sound like this was all bad. I also don't want it to sound like it was all good. I think a lot of times, all of us, including me, when we are on the internet, whether it's social media or YouTube, which I guess is social media, it's difficult to remember that behind these pictures is a real life. No matter who is telling you about their life on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, wherever it may be, there's always more to the story. And there's no way I can tell you the whole story in one video. But I also don't want to blow smoke up your butt. This is not one of my favorite idioms, but it happens to be a very good way to describe what I'm talking about now, meaning that I don't want to make you think that my life is this way when it is actually this way. Which is why I want to show you the good, the bad, the in-between as much as I can, even with the restrictions of not being able to share it all with you. I heard a YouTuber, or maybe it was an Instagrammer that I follow on the internet, saying once that somebody asked him why he doesn't make videos of the really difficult times in his life, even though he talks about it. Why doesn't he make videos of those times? And what he said was, when those things are happening, I don't feel like picking up a camera and talking to the camera. And I thought that was such a great way to talk about it. I could totally relate. There may be some people who like to make videos of those really difficult parts of their life, or maybe they're good at it. It isn't something that is my forte. It's not something that comes naturally for me. It's not something I enjoy doing. However, I do want to share a little bit of all the different kinds of experiences I have. And more than that, what I noticed is one of my expectations of being on the road in the bus was that I was going to have the opportunity to take a lot of great videos and make a lot of great story videos for you all. And one of the things I didn't think about was that even though I did get some opportunities to take videos, to take pictures, and see some really cool things that I want to share with you all, I didn't really think about what it would be like to try to make those into videos while also trying to learn how to survive in a bus. Partly because I didn't think about it that way. I honestly thought it would be a lot like living in the car. The change from living in the car to living in the bus was not the only change that made a big difference for me. I really didn't think about, or even think that I needed to think about, how things were changing in the United States. I have never in my life before been as affected by things like that as I was in the last few months. I'm not going to talk about all the ins and outs of that right now, but suffice it to say, not only was that difficult, it was shocking for me. And if you'd like me to talk more about that, I'm happy to make another video. Just let me know that you want to know more about that particular topic in the comments below, and I'll be sure to make a video about it. Instead, I'd like to talk about three things. First, some of the things I've been really wanting to tell you all about, but I haven't had a chance to make a video. Second, how this difficult time that I had can help us, you and I both, to learn our second language, be healthier in our relationships, or lots of other things. And thirdly, what I'm going to do from here on out. So some of the best parts of the last few months are that I was able to go places I've wanted to go for a long time, but couldn't go because I was working or didn't have the money to go there or whatever it is. And so one of those places is Ojai, California. I highly recommend going to Ojai. It's a great little town with some very interesting history. And if you'd like me to talk more about Ojai or any of the things I'm talking about today, be sure to let me know. I also got to do things I didn't even imagine I could do, like going to Vashon Island in Washington State. This was something that happened out of the blue. I didn't know that I was going to go to Vashon, and I can tell you more about that another time. But it is a beautiful island and completely different than what we think of when we think of a beautiful island. And I got to stay in a camp area that I had not planned on, but I very much enjoyed. And then also I got to spend time with Tiana. And so that is always wonderful for me to have the opportunity to spend time with my family. And that brings me to what I'm going to do next, which is to spend more time in Arizona. Arizona is where my daughter Talia lives. I'll get to spend a lot more time with her, but also be where it will be warmer for the winter months. And I'm going to take a little time to go to New Mexico, because New Mexico is a state that I haven't had the chance to explore very much. And it's a very affordable state. There are many things there that I want to see, and I will be able to do that without having to spend as much money as I would if I stayed in California for the winter. So that's what's next. That's what's coming up. Even though that's what I will be doing next, I will also be sharing some of the stories that I had over the last few months, but didn't have a chance to share those videos or make those videos. How can this help you with your English or becoming a nomad or your relationships or whatever it is? Expectations can really kill something like learning English, relationships, becoming a nomad, whatever it is. If we expect things to be a certain way, when they aren't that way, it can be much more difficult. So does that mean we should never have expectations? Of course not. We should be more aware of the fact that we are having expectations. The thing that really made a lot of the difficult things I went through in the past several months even more difficult was the fact that I didn't even become aware of what my expectations were. And I'm not saying that that would have made it, you know, so that it didn't even happen. That's not what I mean. What I realized is by having more realistic expectations, when the difficult things happened, they would still be difficult, but it wouldn't flatten me. I felt completely flattened at times. And in all fairness, there were things that you're just going to feel flat no matter what happens. But also there were a lot of things that if I had changed my expectations, it would have been different. And because of that, maybe I wouldn't have felt like I was getting hit in the face every time I turned around. And that is what it felt like, especially for about 6 weeks. And so it took time for me to recover. I see students have this same problem. They expect their English learning journey to look a certain way, even though it hasn't worked for them in the past. They think that it's going to go very fast or that they're going to learn in a certain way, when actually there are going to be things they didn't know would happen, and there are going to be times when the learning is slow. Nobody wants to talk about that online, because if you come on and say, yay, you're going to learn English and it's going to be slow, nobody's going to listen. Sadly, we want things to be fast. We want them to be easy. And life is not always easy. We know that, but if you're anything like me, sometimes I just need to be reminded. If I've learned anything in life, it's that there are some things I can control and there's some things I can't control. And so it's helpful for me to change what I'm doing if what I'm doing is not working. That's what I'm going to be doing. I am changing where I'm going and how I'm going to do it. And hopefully I'm going to have a lot less stress. If you want to change what you're doing and learn more English with a story, I recommend you check out one of the videos that are on the screen now, and I'll look forward to seeing you there.